Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cow's diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Oh, you didn't have to pause just then.
Well, I decided to.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's Scott and Kim here for another episode of the Skim Show. Oh.
Skim Show. Oh.
Sorry. I'm a little out of my whack today. So.
Are you all right? It's the week of Thanksgiving.
The week of Thanksgiving, and Kim's life is a little nuts.
Well, that's fine. It's always a little nuts. Just had a lot going on this morning.
Do you feel like you're able to even enjoy the holiday with everything that's going on?
By the time the holiday gets here, yes.
Okay, good. Should we detail any of this? Maybe
well,
not.
Well, okay. So it started last weekend when we had...
Two Thanksgivings.
Guests over for breakfast, which we loved, was super fun.
A funeral.
But it was just busy.
Really busy. And we thought, okay, well, that'll be the busy week. And then This week will be chill or more chill.
And it's just a little crazy.
And it
it's
also snowed like a foot today.
It snowed. It wasn't that it snowed a foot, which isn't usually a problem.
Yeah.
It's that it stuck and it was just ice.
Yeah.
It froze up overnight. And so even though they've scraped the roads, anything that isn't a main road is still covered in ice, even now.
Driving, like my grandfather used to say, is a bit of a shit show today. Pardon my French.
All right.
Because of that, there's been stuff. Plus, we're watching our niece, plus other things. So it's very busy, very crazy.
She hasn't driven in the snow, so I've had to drive her around everywhere.
Right. And she...
From school to work, or from...
Because she's never done that
before.
And back
home a few times to take care of the dog.
Right. Because she's never done that before, that's a little intense, right? Like, that's a scary...
It's a little intense for me to drive and in the snow, and I don't... And I've done it for years.
She's 16 or 17?
17.
When I was 17, I had some very good beer. Some very good beer that I bought with a fake ID. Anyway, I never had beer.
No.
So let's talk about, I got an email I'd like to read to you because it is the season where Kim hunkers down and watches a lot of Christmas movies.
Yeah.
It's not what you currently have paused here, though, is
no,
it?
I'm watching a new series.
A new show on
that
Hulu.
That I haven't seen before and I wanted to try something new.
Right.
During the day.
Right. Because she has a minute between now and when you have to go pick someone else up.
Towards the Hallmark movie until I have time to watch a whole movie.
Yes. And she watches those at night mostly. And when she watches those, they adhere to a certain template of storytelling.
Yeah, I've heard it before.
We've been through all this, but I would like to...
Is this what the email's about?
No. This is from Jamie.
I was going to say.
This is from Jamie. He says this, Scott and Kim, while I can appreciate your distaste for cheesy Hallmark holiday movies, talking to me, right? Not you.
Yeah.
My wife and I have been enjoying watching them together. They aren't good. They're crap, but they know... but they know they're crap, and it's kind of endearing. We love to laugh at the cheesy dialogue, and Rhea points out strange makeup choices, like brown lip liner. What the F is up with brown lip liner? Kim, have you noticed this? I'll stop there.
I haven't really noticed it, but it's the rest of it's very familiar. We're Scott likes to go, oh, yes, well, there's the love interest, and he's walked in now. That must be the one.
Well, also, you always know the moment when they don't like each other for a long time, and then suddenly they do. And they're like, oh, that's the beginning of the end. And her gnarly boyfriend, who's a total wiener, is going to slip out of the scene, and she's going to fall for this, like, normal guy who's staying over. Oh, and Henry Winkler was on last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun seeing the Fonz. Anyway, it says, as the subject alludes to, we have matching This Is My Hallmark Movie watching hoodies and mugs. Yep, we are those people.
I love it.
Embrace the chaos, Jamie.
Embrace the chaos.
I mean,
that's
a
good sign off, by the way.
It is. Not bad. He also does our mashups, which are awesome.
Very cool.
On the show. But so anyway, Jamie, that's a great email. And I understand it, and I get it. And I'll tell you what, if I had a Hallmark sweater or hoodie or something, I would wear it.
I have a t-shirt, a blanket, and socks.
But you never wear them.
Yes, I do. I had them out the other day. They're right over there. They're right there. Oh, okay. In our room, right there.
What if I wore...
You don't... Okay, the difference is you don't watch them with me, like Jamie does.
Right.
With his wife.
I could. I do sometimes. I get caught in the middle of one and go, oh.
You will, but you don't kind of hunker down with your sweatshirt or your blanket and your socks like I do.
I'll usually fall asleep because I find them
I don't think
sleepy.
You fall asleep enough.
What do you mean?
Before making fun of it.
Oh. Yeah, I get my jabs in before I go
it's
down.
It's true. It's true. And so what do I usually say? You know the rule.
You know the rule. And she'll start saying, or things like, I'll push you out of the bed. Do you want to be pushed out of the bed?
Do you need to get out?
Do you want to get kicked out? Do you want to get off the couch? Do you want to whatever? So I'm used to this sort of treatment. It's fine.
This sort of treatment.
So I was going to ask you this. What was it? Oh, that sock. The socks that you have that are Hallmark socks.
Yeah, it says if you can read this, I'm watching Hallmark movies.
Would you be offended if I wore one in the style of the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Do you even know what I mean?
Yes, I do know exactly what you mean. Thank you.
They don't do that anymore. Those guys are old men now.
No one wants to see that.
No, nobody wants Flea and a wiener sock. All right, we got another email from... This is another Hallmark movie socks thing. We sure get a lot of Hallmark things.
I think it's great. I think it's awesome that some of the husbands have completely just jumped right in.
Some of them have. Many of them are like...
They were like, you know what? We want to spend time together. So since that's what you're watching...
Says, I was listening to Skim at work today and then came across this while browsing the Wish app. It popped up on my app. And imagine if you search for, quote, if you can read these, leave me alone and I'm watching Hallmark movies, unquote.
That's what my socks say.
I would imagine they would show up. And I think that's what these are. I'm going to click it. Or am I?
That's what my socks say.
It's not opening. I don't know why. Open.
You have to push open.
I did. And it didn't do it.
Well, that's what my socks say.
Okay. I think that's what these are. It's a preview image of the socks.
And I love them.
And you love them.
It's super fun.
I like Nick's Red Wing White socks. Those are really comfortable and warm. And I love them. Thank you for that email. Quiz Kiwi Z Team K 2. Does that look right?
Okay. Yeah, it does.
That looks like the name? Okay. We have another one from Bruce M. Woodward. I see his name all the time in the community. He's a regular. Dear Kim and Scott, thanks for doing Skim. Shows me that behind every successful woman is a strong man.
Nice.
Really? I think it's the other way around. Anyway, I tend to really like the music that is used on all the Frog Pants shows. And you mentioned music a few times. I was wondering if you had an album recommendation for some chill techno music. Thanks and don't stop being yourselves. Bruce. Do you have anything that jumps at you? Like, we like Knife Party. That's
love
not chill, though.
Knife Party. It's not very chill.
It's pretty hyped up.
Some of the... Oh, what's the name? The Vegas album.
The Crystal Method. They make some pretty chill stuff.
Theirs is pretty chill, and I like the album.
They got a mix of raucous... Whoops. I hit the thing. Raucous and chill.
Yeah, it's a good mix. And parts of the same song will be one and the other.
Yeah, I like, Orbital. I like, these days you just hop on a streaming service like Spotify or Apple Music and just search for Chill Step or something.
Chill Step.
Chill Step is great. And you'll find all kind of weird artists that way and kind of start making your own little library, your own little playlist out of that.
That's where we kind of started. We started listening to it and then you start to find better, or at least not better, but different ones you haven't heard of. And then you listen to all their albums and you're like, okay, I found my new
And in the 90s, when you had to go to record stores, you know, we just...
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago, but I love 90s techno. I think 90s techno was a... was one of the... maybe
best
we don't call it the...
points.
Maybe not the golden era or the golden age, but something like that. It was good. It was good. Left Field.
Yeah.
Who else did I love then? Orbital. London. What's their names? I can't think of names right now.
I can't think of names.
Names are not coming to me. But anyway, Bruce, I'm going to dig around a little bit more and get you some additional names of people I like. You know what really got me into techno to begin with was the Wipeout games. You remember those?
Oh, yes.
Like the hover ships?
Those were really good chill.
They were, and they had a ton of great artists like mixed, so you could go find those artists later. And
well, you can get the Wipeout album, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's a whole thing.
And then just find all the artists from
right.
that.
Right. And there's a really good one for Wipeout. What's the latest one on PS4, the compilation? Anyway, you'll find that playlist everywhere, and it's filled with amazing techno. And it's really good driving stuff that just
chills
you out.
Yeah, we listen to a lot of it when we drive to Vegas and stuff.
Yeah, we like it a lot. All right, Bruce, I'll get back to you on that. And then finally, oh, never mind. We already did that one. I thought I deleted it.
Never mind.
That's weird. Okay, sure, why not? Well, that's all your emails for today. I thought we could talk real quickly about, we got a lot of encouragement for Nick's decision to decide to live in a freaking trailer.
Okay.
But it appears he may not be doing that now.
I'm not sure. Well, he hasn't found a place to park it, to put hookups
that doesn't cost as much as rent.
As rent would, right. Yeah. So that's where he's debating what to do.
Yeah, if there was a place that would be like, hey, for... $100 a month, you can just,
or even like $400 a month. But everywhere he looks, it's like $700 to $900 a month. And if you're gonna split an apartment with someone, you can find a place for that.
Yeah,
price.
Him and his buddy Brenton could get a place like that. I worry a little bit for Gen Z. Do you know why?
Why?
Because when you and I got our first apartment, it was $360.
360 for a 2-bedroom apartment.
2-bedroom apartment in a nice apartment in a great part of town. Those same places now?
Oh.
Those are $1,500 to $1,800, some of them. Two bedrooms are.
Oh, yeah. For 2 bedrooms, yeah.
And I know that was 20 years ago, so I understand that it's, or however long. How long have we been married?
Yeah, but this is the problem. I mean, how much has the rate of income gone up as opposed to the what?
It hasn't equaled it.
Ten
that's the
times
problem.
The rent rate has
yeah,
gone up?
Yeah, that's the problem, is that inflation has only affected the prices of things you got to buy and pay for it, or to rent and own and whatever.
It's just 5 times, but still.
But the money.
The money hasn't.
The money, yes. The pay, the job opportunities and slash pay increases have not kept pace with it.
No.
And we're in a pretty level-headed market here.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest of the country.
Kind of in the middle road.
But there are parts of this country where Nick is screwed.
Oh, yeah. There's no way you would find anywhere to live.
Like, I was talking to Justin today. He's got rent control in where he is in Oakland. He says if we didn't have rent control, we'd be gone. We can't be here.
Yeah.
Like, that's Oakland. And Oakland's getting gentrified pretty good now. But
I mean, we're talking about other people that are married and have 2 incomes coming in, things like that. I'm talking about these kids that are trying to, like, just move out, get an apartment with their buddies, live closer.
It's just
work.
Hard to start.
Yeah.
To get started. So a lot of people are like, oh, Nick's still at home? Trust
well,
me, if he had an option, if he had an option, he would have taken it. It's just hard to define when you're 19 and working. He's working every day.
Yeah, he's got a really good job. He really likes it.
It's not that. It's just
working his butt off. But you can't get ahead if you're spending all your money on rent.
Rent poor. That's a bummer, right?
It is a bummer. And they don't. They're none of them have enough credit to buy a house yet.
That's true.
He's 19. Most people do not have that kind of income coming in, or they have to have parents sign, co-sign leases or co-sign homes, things like that. And he doesn't want to do that.
So that's why I like our generation, Generation X, because I think we get his plight and we don't just dismiss it and say you need to work harder.
I wouldn't want to be starting there.
But lots of the boomer generation like to look at him and go, whatever,
why are you
kid.
Still living at home? You're like, it's because you don't have any idea how much rent is these
No,
days.
They don't have any freaking idea. Speaking of generations, you know what's
Speaking
great also about Generation X, the generation you and I belong to?
Hmm.
Is that we all, the defining attribute of our generation was that we don't care. Back in the day, it was, oh, these Gen X kids, they don't care, they're slackers, they're whatever.
Yeah, right.
So now, everybody's like, okay, boomer. And then the boomers get all mad. And then the boomers say, whatever, millennials. The millennials get all mad. And the millennials say, whatever, Gen Z. And Gen Z gets all mad. But if anyone says, whatever, Gen X, we're like, yeah, whatever.
Not ever.
We don't care. That's our defining attribute.
It's true.
In a generalized way.
And we're good with whatever everyone else chooses to do, too.
100%.
Like, hey, go for what you're going for.
You be awesome. You.
Do what you're going to do.
We don't care.
Don't tie me
don't
up.
Talk, yeah, don't talk to me about it. Like right now, we're having this thing. I don't mind saying this. We're having this thing where my family, every year, we try to do some kind of charity thing. And this year, it's a charity that my mom's running. And my mom...
Well, she's not running it. She just decided which charity we
she's just do. Picking the charity.
Yeah. And you make it sound like she's her own charity.
This is typical someone in their 70s or 80s to do, but they're like, just give what you can. It doesn't matter what. Just whatever you can.
We're just doing our... We're going to all try to pitch in and help.
So then people give what they can. And then she's like, oh, are you only giving...
That's all you're going to do?
Like, you're only going to give that much?
That's because our family's doing a few other charities this...
Yeah.
Christmas season.
A lot more.
Season. And we try to do them all year. I don't like when the only time people seem to remember the charities is Christmas.
Yeah.
Or to feed the homeless. It's in at Christmas time. I'm like, they're still hungry in February.
It's like my Catholic friends that only go to church twice a year.
That's right. That's a choice.
You can do whatever you want. Saying. I'm just saying, like, you, if you're only being charitable one time a year, you're probably doing it wrong. You're trying to be charitable.
About that. It's just very frustrating when I don't need to go and tell the whole family all the other things we're working on. Taylor's
right.
working on a really cool project this year for Christmas for a really cool family who lost the dad this year. Mm-hmm. Really cool project she's working on, and she's loving it, and she's having fun. But it's
and they're
expensive
strapped.
To do.
Yeah, and they're
and so,
they're strapped.
Yeah, well, they have a baby.
Yeah, you know. They have a little baby. They're just starting out. Talking about how things are expensive and hard to do when you're young.
Yeah,
they're trying to do all that stuff.
So
we're trying
all
to be supportive.
Out with that same charity that she's working on, then we're working on the family one, then we have lots of other things going on.
We had a recent funeral thing that I donated some money to. Like, it just adds up. And my mom is doing this one thing, this one time, and doesn't see all of that. And so I feel like pulling her aside and going, Mom.
You have no idea.
Cut it out.
And don't try to make anyone else in the family feel bad for what they choose to do.
When I'm her age, I'm going to sleep in a chair in the corner of the room at the family get-togethers. Y'all are going to have fun, and when I'm awake, I'll be having fun too, but I'm not going to have, I'm just going to be relaxed.
Start like shoving peas up your nose.
Totally
like,
fine.
Watch what we can do to grandpa. He won't even know.
All the little kids can come do that. I don't have any problem with it. I do not want to be
a
burden or the ire of anyone's conversations or any of that stuff. I want to be out of sight, out of mind. They're going to want to be with me because you're
Generation
so aloof.
X and you're like, we don't care.
Because I'm aloof. I don't care. I really don't care. I mean, I do, but I don't. I do when it's good, when it's all positive energy. But when it's like, well, I don't know if so-and-so, like all that stuff that happens in families,
No.
Nope.
There won't be any, I can't stand that sister-in-law, or I hate that one, or whatever. There's none of that.
Nope. I'll just eat my turkey, fall asleep, have a tryptophan nap, watch the game, watch the football game.
Watch the parade and the dog show for Thanksgiving.
We should watch football Thursday. Are we seeing a movie?
We are going to see a movie. I'm not sure which one yet.
Okay, so
possibly Mr. Rogers.
I've heard two choices, in my opinion, are the Mr. Rogers movie and Knives Out. Knives Out is like a new take on a traditional kind of like Clue or Murder by Death or like kind of an old Agatha Christie kind of story. And it is supposed to be amazing. Like one of the best movies of the year.
I know it's funny. I know that the kids want to see Mr. Rogers. I'm more the one that's going to be like, I want to see Knives Out. I know that's not most women.
Let's see Knives Out then.
Let's see that one.
The kids will love it.
But I love
I want to see Mr. Rogers too.
Let's
trust
go
me.
For it.
But I want to see, like, Daniel Craig plays a Southern freaking like
I'm
detective
in.
Guy.
Oh my gosh, I'm totally in.
I believe this killing happened, like that kind of voice. It's got
Colonel
Chris
Sanders.
Evans. Yeah. Chris Evans is in it. Captain America.
I'm in, man. I'm in.
It's a whole bunch of great actors. It's what's his name who made Brick and Brothers Bloom and the last Star Wars movie.
My Hallmark movies, and then I want to see something where I love John Wick. Loved his last movie.
Oh, and you're loving The Mandalorian, aren't you?
Love The Mandalorian. Give me some serious action.
Oh, The Mandalorian is so good, you guys.
Having a lot of fun with that.
I'm closing my eyes right
now. We're all watching it together, which is really fun.
Except for the fact that these episodes are only like 37 minutes long.
That's all right. Hey, I'll take what I can get.
I would like more.
I'll take what I can get for now. Then when we get to watch them all, we binge them all. That's a fun binge. Yeah.
That's a really fun binge that won't take you a whole weekend to do. I guess we're, what have we, we'll be four episodes in this weekend.
This weekend,
and there's
yeah.
a total of eight or nine is all.
Oh, man.
I don't want it to end. Anyway.
True.
It's really something special.
Speaking of the holiday, though.
Oh.
We've had Merry now, oh. wrong holiday.
oh, Merry Thanksgiving.
We've had two full turkey dinners in 2 days this weekend. This
I got very
weekend.
Little turkey, though.
I brought some home. What are you talking about?
Well, the first one, people just went crazy on it. I got a pretty good amount there.
Yeah.
But then the one you hosted where I was late by 3 hours because of a show I had to do, where you made the turkey, I barely got any of your turkey.
I did bring a little bit of it home, and you had it yesterday.
Not much.
But anyway, I'm kind of Thanksgiving dinnered out.
I can never have enough turkey, though.
So I'm thinking about making it like a turkey breast this week and maybe some mashed potatoes, but not the whole dinner again. You've had a lot of Thanksgiving
yeah,
dinner.
Yeah, but turkey.
I know it's your favorite Thanksgiving dinner.
I do
is
love
your
Thanksgiving
meal.
Dinner. I love it. But I love, well, it's not my favorite meal. My favorite meal is when you do steak and all that stuff.
Mm. All right.
I wasn't talking to you, Echo. Alexa. okay, so why not, what was I going to say?
So I'm thinking about making possibly a batch of jambalaya this weekend.
Ooh,
because
Thanksgiving
that's
jambalaya.
Always good.
Yeah.
And it's a good leftover.
Didn't we one time go down to, was that Christmas? Or was that Thanksgiving down in Mississippi? You guys had a gumbo, Christmas gumbo,
it's
I think.
Always Christmas. They have okay. a big pot of gumbo. And it's seafood gumbo, so there's like
whole crabs.
Whole blue crabs and tons of shrimp and tons of really good andouille sausage. And like it's all
mud. Or some mud in there.
Nice.
It was good. It was very
crawfish.
Good.
Crawfish.
That
crawfish
sounds so
in there.
Good. Oh, my gosh. All right.
A little harder to do here.
I mean, honestly, I don't think the kids have, because this is the thing. We did these two extended family Thanksgivings, which are huge get-togethers with everybody. But then everyone's kind of scattering, doing their own thing on
mm-hmm.
Thursday.
It's a lot of people.
So it's a chance for us to just kind of do what we want.
Yeah. So we have Taylor and Dylan and the baby for Thanksgiving breakfast. So I'm going to make waffles. Everybody likes waffles.
Everyone
maybe some
likes
gingerbread
waffles.
Waffles.
Can you make
sounds kind of good, right?
Sugar-free waffles?
Yes, I will. I will make you some waffles you can eat.
Can it be high tea?
High noon.
High tea, high tea. No, that's
so then,
good.
Then it's just four of us.
Just yeah, just the four of us.
Carter and the two of
which
us
is
for
fun.
Dinner, which is really fun.
I mean, I'm going to miss
see a movie. And
I'll miss the others, but.
I know.
But we got to split them.
It's good that they all get to be with his family, too.
Oh, yeah, there's another tip. Don't. If your kids come to you and say, hey, we're going to go to so-and-so's for Thanksgiving, don't be offended. Don't
no.
find that. Don't find that as some reason to be angry. Like, oh, why do they get you on Thanksgiving night and we don't? Like, don't do that. Encourage it. Say, yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Because you don't want to be the side of the family that's a big thorn in your side. Because later down the road, they're going to want to be with you more anyway.
It's not even about that. I think it's only fair that you do get to visit with all your family, especially when you have little kids and they want to see their grandkids too.
Right, but my mom really always fun. Made us feel guilty when your parents had a thing. Like if it
she
interfered.
She does try to call it really, really early now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it annoys
that's fine.
Me to
well,
death.
You're really irritated with
your
I'm
mom not
right
trying
now,
to be. I love my mom. I love my mom. I do. She's a little.
She's having a hard time realizing that.
She has a hard time
we
seeing
have
it.
Kids who now have kids yeah. and you have to start hanging out with them. More than extended family.
Yeah, the pivot has happened. We're old enough, and our kids are old enough that now it's flipping down the direction they
so
are.
When we are
like
their
they
age,
did with their parents.
We're going to go on vacation for the holidays.
Yes.
So no one ever feels bad. Be
that's
like,
right.
Oh, no, don't worry. We'll be in the Caribbean.
Kim and I are going to do an annual cruise somewhere nice.
There you go. They can come with us if they want.
Yeah, let's have a meetup.
There you go.
But then leave us alone.
I meant the family.
I know, that's
us.
What I meant too. Oh, you thought I meant the listeners.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean them.
Yeah,
I mean, they're nice.
We'll let you know when we're going.
We are
going
to be in Vegas in March, but we don't know what the plan is yet. Some kind of meetup on Saturday.
There will be a meetup.
Yeah. March 27th is that weekend, I think. Yeah.
It's the weekend of that, but I don't know what day Saturday is.
There's a wedding, and then we'll do a hangout, and then we'll...
Sit by a pool. Hopefully March is warm enough.
And I will lose all my weight by then. I'm going to be skinny by then.
March should be a good time to maybe sit by a pool. I guess it depends on what the weather brings. We'll
did see. You know that I started at 267 pounds?
And what are you down to now?
251.
Nice.
So what is that? 17?
16 pounds.
16 pounds. Since what, a month and
it's
a half ago?
It's only been a month, really.
Month and a half. I mean, the drop is slowed like it would normally, right? You get a big bump
it's
at the
slow,
beginning.
But you kind of want it to be a nice slow drop.
Yeah, you don't want fast. Fast is bad for you. In fact, I have a feeling that some of my issues are because of that, because I went so fast last time. But I'm going to get skinny by March.
Scott's getting healthy, people.
Yep.
Let's
healthy
do
and
it.
Skinny.
All together now.
I want to be thin like I was in high school.
No, you don't.
That's
you
about what I was
so
in 2015.
Skinny in high school.
2015, I was about
could
like that.
See your shoulder blade through your t-shirt. No, we don't
my
need
my
rib to see
cage.
That. Yeah.
My concave chest. I used to be able to do a thing with my shoulder blades where I could like crunch them up and they'd stick out like wings.
Yes. Yeah. You don't want to be that skinny. Just,
all right. 200. You know. I want 200.
Okay. 225.
I'll take 220. 220. How about that? We'll meet in the middle.
That sounds good.
Okay. So that's only another
30 pounds to go.
Not even that. Wait, 20
to 20
to 30.
31 pounds.
30,
to go.
40, 40, 50. Oh, yeah. 31.
You're counting on your fingers.
You're not supposed to tell them that.
Math is not Scott's strong.
We didn't live stream.
Okay.
We didn't live stream today, so they're not supposed to know what I'm doing.
That you're counting on your hands.
Kim's giving away my secrets. All right. Do you have a food recommendation for anybody?
That's what I was talking about. Food.
Oh. Oh, yeah, we did. We did a whole bunch of food talk right then.
Well, we did, but I'm not quite sure yet what Thanksgiving Day will bring.
Yeah. Are you...
I've been too busy trying to get everything done between now and then. And then on Thanksgiving Day, I'll end up deciding what we're having for dinner. And
well,
it might end up being turkey.
It's fine. I'll have turkey again. I had ground turkey today
turkey
for lunch.
Turkey and cranberry sauce.
Oh.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's supposed to lose weight on Thanksgiving week, but I already have. So that was a pound down today, and we had two Thanksgivings.
Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm.
It's because I haven't eaten bread. I haven't eaten sugar.
When you do have bread, it's like my mom's really good sourdough bread. She makes the best sourdough bread.
It's really good.
That is super healthy.
And tastes great.
She's good at that.
And goes bad really fast. That's how you know it's good. Because good things go bad, right? They're not
they
preserved.
Have no preservatives.
And stuff. But she also, what else does she make that is the opposite of that? And that's her brownies. Those make me want to die. They're horrific.
They're a little too healthy for you.
They're terrible.
They're too healthy for everyone.
They're like stopping on the road and eating a cow pie. They're so bad.
They're not that bad.
Only
Come on.
I would have to be so desperate to eat one of those ever again.
The funnest part is that she likes to just walk up and shove them in your mouth.
He's like, oh, look at this. Try this.
You're like, oh.
He's like, oh, that's the worst thing I've ever had in my mouth. Thanks. Thanks there, Mima, we call her. Anyway, I think that's everything.
That
do you have anything else
everything.
To add? Any words of wisdom at the end here?
No. What was that sign off I liked?
Oh, don't eat the yellow snow. Watch out where the Huskies go. What was it?
It was at the end of the email. I can't remember now.
I don't remember either.
I'm doing real good.
Oh, look at you and I were children in this photo.
For you're looking at family pictures?
Carter apparently is going through some old photos.
Oh, I
see.
She
just texted me this. And everybody's,
oh
look, that's
gosh.
April.
This should date it right spot on. We're all wearing denim in different shades.
Everyone's wearing denim.
Shirts and pants, by the way.
Ken has a goatee. Wendy looks 13. My dad's still here.
Oh, I'm pregnant with Taylor there.
And you're pregnant with Taylor.
Yeah.
And
gosh, and I have bangs.
And
holy
I look 15 there.
And I have bangs.
You do have bangs. You
wow.
have bangs. And my mom has the same helmet hair she's always had.
That's because your mom, since I first met her, has worn a wig.
She's had a wig her whole life. She's head of the wig party. All right. That's it, everybody. Thank you for watching, listening,
family.
Being. Yeah, we do love our family. But they're not perfect any more than I am. I admit it, though.
And everyone listening knows what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's got family.
And some of it's worse.
Yeah. It could be much worse.
Some of you got like full-blown racism at your parties. We do too sometimes.
Depends on what family's
depends
getting
on what
together.
Family, yeah. Some of you have political nightmares that happen at the table. I wish you all luck this
we
week.
We usually
with that.
Steer clear of any political conversation. And you can walk in the door and say that to everyone.
Oh, yeah. Walk in and go.
We've done that before.
No politics, only stuffing or whatever.
During a election year, we did say that as they came in the door. No politics.
2016, I think.
Yeah.
That turned out great. That sure turned
we
out good.
To. Oh my
God. Anyway, so thank you guys so much.
Yes,
and
thanks for listening.
Yeah, we'll be back sooner than later. We apologize for the gaps between shows. It has been so freaking busy.
Yeah, it hasn't really slowed down, but make sure you send us emails. We'd love to read them. We'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to answer any questions you got.
And more.
Barring, you know, anything unreasonable.
Yep. And go watch Hallmark movies. Well, how unreasonable are you thinking?
I don't know. It's happened before.
It's true. By the way, ladies, anytime you send me a nude picture of yourself, just know that the very first thing I do is call Kim in the room and make
sure
she sees it.
You sound like you're asking.
I'm not asking for them.
So, ladies, when you send me a picture.
I think people think that when they do that, because I've had it now four or five times.
Mm-hmm.
When they do that, I think they think it's this little secret between me and them.
Like, hey, Scott.
That's not how it works with me.
He's always like, honey, get in here.
I was literally, you gotta see this. Somebody sent me a naked Snapchat once. And I was on the toilet doing my business in there. And I yelled. I've told the story before, but I went, because Snapchat, you got 7 seconds.
Yeah. Honey, get in here.
I go, Kim, get in here. You're going to get in here and see this. And Kim comes running in. What? And I'm like, quick, look,
oh,
look.
I'm worried because I'm like, you're sitting on the toilet. I mean, this can't be good. You got to see this?
Yeah.
That's not really what you want to hear.
I didn't think of that.
Honey, get in here. You got to see this.
Yeah. Remember the one? There was like
I'm, of course, walking in going, are you okay?
Do you remember the Canadian albino girl that sent us the thing?
Yeah.
So this happens once in a while. I don't know why, because I'm gross, so I don't know why they're sending me anything. But just know that if you do that, Kim's always going to be the first to know.
Sexy Scott.
I don't have secrets. There's no, we got no secrets here at the Johnson house. Unless Kim does and hasn't told me, I don't know. Her and the mailman.
My jambalaya recipe? No, that's already out there.
You had a conversation about a mailer once, and that was it. That was the end of it. Anyway, I don't know what that means. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
May all your turkeys be moist. And we'll see you later. Bye.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.